For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Current Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will take over as acting White House Chief of Staff at the end of the year. President Donald Trump tweeted his pick after New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, GOP Congressman Mark Meadows, and Vice President Chief of Staff Nick Ayers all reportedly turned down the job. Mulvaney will replace John Kelly. Sources had earlier said Mulvaney wasn't interested in the job and would rather serve as Treasury Secretary or Secretary of Commerce. The U.S. Border Patrol says a 7-year-old girl who died while she was in custody appeared to be in good health when she was first detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley calls the situation tragic and preventable.
It's a horrific, tragic situation. Obviously, our hearts go out to the family and to anyone who suffered any type of danger and peril that they see so often when they make that trek up from the southern border. It's a horrific situation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nearly 40 kids a day are injured by TV and furniture tip-overs, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Since 2000, 450 children have died from tipped furniture or a falling television. With lots of shoppers buying TVs and furniture this holiday season, CPSC wants to remind you to anchor these items to the wall to prevent tip-over incidents. Anne-Marie Burkles, the acting chairman of the U.S. CPSC.
Please take a few minutes to anchor TVs and furniture this holiday season to save a life. This quick and easy step could prevent an injury or even the death of a child. Remember to anchor it for safety.
TVs should always be placed on a sturdy, low base and pushed back as far as possible or mounted to the wall. Keep heavier items on low shelves or drawers. Recycle older TVs. With anchoring kits available from major retailers and online, anchoring furniture and TVs is inexpensive and only takes a few minutes. Find out more information at anchorit.gov. Check cpsc.gov for recalls.
The Senate delivers back-to-back votes against Saudi Arabia in a rebuke of President Trump's response to the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The bipartisan votes come after President Trump equivocated over who was responsible, while U.S. intelligence officials concluded that the Crown Prince must have at least known of the plot. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said we fully understand their concerns.
President Trump's been very clear on not only the importance of holding accountable those who murdered Jamal Khashoggi, but the importance of protecting American citizens.
The resolutions are largely symbolic, but signal new skepticism from Capitol Hill toward the longtime Middle East ally. Woodland Park Police Chief Miles DeYoung says investigators want to interview Patrick Frazee, the man engaged to Kelsey Barrett, a Colorado mother who's been missing since November 22nd.
To sit down with investigators, since he is the last person to talk with Kelsey face-to-face, there have been numerous questions about whether Patrick is a suspect. At this point, we are considering every possibility.
The 29-year-old mother wasn't reported missing for 10 days. Frazee's property was searched Friday. His lawyer says he is cooperating with law enforcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker signs a package of lame duck bills designed, critics say, to limit his Democratic successor's powers, including his ability to fulfill core campaign vows around health care. Wisconsin Governor-elect Tony Evers says that was a mistake.
The will of the people was ignored. It was an opportunity to reverse the election on November 6th, and I'm here to tell you that that's not going to happen.
Governor Walker says the bills passed by the Republican-controlled legislature are not a power grab.
A lot of what's being said here, and more important, a lot of what's being said nationally, may actually help people with their fundraising efforts politically, but it's not the actuality of what I just signed into law.
Evers accused Republicans of trying to undo the results of the election, though it's unclear yet if he plans to sue. Money spills from an armored truck onto a New Jersey highway. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
A faulty door in the rear of a Brinks truck clicking open on Thursday morning, and it sent $20, $50, and $100 bills spilling onto Route 3 in East Rutherford. Videos posted to social media showing some drivers pulling over and then stuffing their pockets with cash. Police reviewing that video, trying to track some of them down. Brinks still the legal owner of the money and wants all of it back. At least one of the women seen in one of the videos did end up showing up to police headquarters later to return the cash that had gotten stuck on her windshield.
For USA Radio News.